Danger zone. Side road to the hazard
safety place.
I can't believe they didn't take our suggestions to, like, allow us to do the theme music for Maverick.
Oh my gosh, guys. Thank you for this idea tonight.
Yeah, this was a special dad's movie night, goes to the movies.
Hey, movie fans, Pete here.
And Brian.
And Neil.
And we just got out of
Top Gun Maverick.
Don't make me do the whole thing. The sequel we
deserved?
Oh, no, we deserved that.
Yes.
That
yes.
was... America. This is a little different,
this
right?
This was the sequel we deserved.
Yeah, I guess... So we're now seeing a sequel to a movie. Normally we'd ask, did it hold up? But I guess first question...
Well, did it...
Absolutely. This movie was... I've seen it now twice in a row. It's fantastic.
It was a spectacular experience. I agree 100%.
I really enjoyed it. But again, they had the song in there. It's all I needed.
What, they did not have Take My Breath Away.
They took me on the date first. They could have me all night long.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I felt, too. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like I was bought. Tonight. Yeah. I do feel dirty. Well, I do feel unclean.
They brought in all the nostalgia, all the points we wanted, you know, and then at the same time, like, they shook us with those really cool dogfight scenes and pilot scenes and Maverick just being extra Mavericky.
So Mavericked.
Yeah.
How many times did he take it to the limit?
He went...
He
became the fastest man in the world at the very beginning of the movie, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was just the, you know, hey, here's a little teaser.
When he shows up in the next Avengers movie, I'm telling you guys, shared universe.
I would be fine with that. I'd be fine if Maverick shows up in Avengers 4.
He clearly cannot die. He tries really hard.
Direct quote from the movie.
It's true.
What did we think of Miles Teller?
I really liked him.
Rooster?
I really liked Rooster. I've always liked Miles Teller, even in the movie we shall not name.
Well, wasn't that directed by the same director who did this movie?
This is the guy who did Tron 2, and Tron 2 is his first movie.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what do I know? I love Tron 2, but not everybody agrees with that.
I actually loved it, too.
I love...
Like, the whole Tron universe was totally cool.
Even though they never explained nearly enough about that universe.
No, there could be...
I didn't ask. I just showed up.
And all the brother.
That's what this was. I don't want to ask lots of questions. I just showed up. And I was... Yeah. I took part in the ritual.
I
feel cleansed.
How do we feel? All right, so we like Miles Teller. Fantastic. Rooster. Son of Goose. Very cool.
The guy that played Hangman.
Oh, what has he been in?
I don't remember.
He is a great asshole.
I know that they wanted to definitely get his affect to be as much like young Iceman as they could. Did you
Tom Cruise and every single other person in any Top Gun movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
Which is a feat.
Yeah. Like, he's Iceman 2.0. Also, we should talk about for a moment, we may be giving spoilers. So, movie fans, if you have not seen Top Gun Maverick, this is the time where you pause us. I know it hurts your hearts. Go see the movie and then join us
we
in.
Did
We're
not
gonna
have
start spoiling
our scotch or our ice cream tonight.
We had a Monster. You had Monster Gold, Pete.
The gold.
How was gold flavored Monster?
It was just like this movie, exactly what I deserved at an 8 p.m. show.
I like to think there are pockets of scotch in my body, and that movie got my heart racing so much it tapped into those.
Like
pockets.
You were having like what?
And
like
I?
What was it like a flashback?
Yeah, it was a
flashback to whiskeys.
Yeah,
I absolutely loved the execution of the MacGuffin storyline of the fighter pilot fly through, you know, Bryce Canyon back home.
That's true.
Destroy the Death Star. It was wonderful.
I thought that was a very clever, it was a great way to talk about, like, what it is that they had to do. I like that Maverick got to give his, you know, his expert opinion on what he would do.
Do you have a two-sentence synopsis for this? Would you be able to do one?
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
yeah, right? Because this is going to be kind of a short episode.
I think we
didn't really talk about what we were going to talk about.
No.
Do you think you could?
That's tough. Well, I don't know. Well, the question I was going to ask, I don't mean to like derail that immediately, but like...
You mean buy us some time.
But here I come.
Well, but it's like, would my synopsis involve the first movie? And then I was thinking, could you really enjoy this if you had never seen the first Top Gun movie?
Yes.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Definitely the fighter pilot parts.
This is a standalone that just pays homage to the original.
Well, and not only that, but like the biggest tie-in to the first movie was his relationship with Goose. And they cover that pretty well in this. Like you can really see the
dynamic.
Yes,
we had like gratuitous heavy music early on.
They used primary resources.
I know.
From the first movie.
From the first movie.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And I mean, but
they used primary resources. They got an artifact.
They did the research.
He really flew an F-14.
If I may, we talked about how like in our big issue with Top Gun was that there was no real addressing Maverick's serious loss. And clearly, you know, in that movie he had PTSD, he had some serious problems. And in this movie, he still has problems.
So we were right. Yeah. That was pretty much what we're talking about here. Imagine what was going through his mind when, like, Rooster came in. And, like, spoilers...
We already warned you.
When they're in the bad guy place, when they're in the danger zone.
The danger zone.
The coffin corner.
Yeah, they got out of coffin corner, but right into the danger zone. And then, of course, Rooster destroys the giant Apache helicopter about to rain hell and brimstone down upon Maverick.
Heaven and hell.
Brimstone. Yeah, at the same time. Like, you know, it's believable, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but... I don't know. I kind of liked it where he was like, because the way, and this is a big spoiler, but the way they set up that whole ending was like...
What was going through Maverick's mind? He's like, oh, you motherfucker.
Because even when Maverick's giving his initial rundown on how he would do this mission, he even says, someone's not coming back from this. And it sets it up that this is where he knows someone's going to end up having to die. That's why he takes role. Like everything is set up for him making that big sacrifice.
Yeah, it's Frodo in the ring.
And then
I'll do it.
And then he does. Well, except Frodo, I don't think was like, oh, I'm gonna die. Frodo was just like, well, this is gonna suck, but someone's got it. But no, Maverick was like, I'm Blazing Saddles, like going out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't. And then they're both of them just sitting there in the middle of Siberia. I don't know.
Once again into the breach we go. Yeah. It's very Shakespearean.
Right. And so I kind of liked that it was a little subversive where it was like, no, I'm supposed to die. Like, you're not supposed to be here. Well, I'm not going to let you die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Yeah, in hindsight, everything played out exactly the way you thought it would, but it was still entertaining and you still kind of enjoyed the ride. You weren't thinking, well, obviously, this is how he's going to do it. You're like, I want to see him do it.
Yeah.
And then you enjoyed seeing him do it.
Yeah, does Tom Cruise have a writer that he has to have like a long expanse for him to run at full speed?
He did run. The running was good.
You know, I even thought about that.
Is that a writer for him?
In this movie, I'm like, okay. Okay, he's on a motorcycle, he's in an airplane, there is no fucking way Tom Cruise can run in this movie, and sure enough...
Yeah, right, he ran.
They even got him on a boat, basically like did a triathlon.
Nowhere he could run. It's like, where are you going to run? Runway? No. Like, on the boat? No. They really made all the way to the end of the movie. I'm like, I guess the most running he gets is on that beach football thing.
They teased us with the football thing.
Yeah, I was
when
like,
he's
well,
running from the helicopter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the full Tom Cruise arms zipping along.
Tom Cruise away!
No, he America'd away. This was just, this, again, this is the movie that America deserves.
That was also Top Gun. Top Gun was very much like, hey, by the way, the Navy's looking for someone like you.
And you too can drive a Porsche.
But it wasn't just Tom Cruise. I mean, a lot of good actors and a lot of good roles in this movie.
Oh, no, like, I loved
it.
The
pilots were good. John Hamm was good.
Oh.
Ed Harris was really good.
Yes.
Yep. Everyone was good.
Ooh, Ed Harris, he is an intimidating man. I have no doubt that Ed Harris, the actor...
I don't think he's acting.
Well, I don't think he is.
I think he's just really like, wow.
I bet you he is like super like oh, hey, nicest. Guys. I just put on some tea. Do you want to see my painting? I mean, if you have time. Anyways, I'm about to do a little Zen yoga. Do you want to join me?
Where does the rage come from,
Ed?
Where does the rage come from?
So you're a hard-ass admiral, and you're about to can Maverick. when he pulls the rug out from underneath you, and by God, you're pissed.
Don't worry.
I think I can go there.
He stood in front of the Dark Star when it blew the roof off of the check-in shack.
Yeah, and the
didn't even move.
And the shack was all like shacked.
The roof came off. He blew but the Ed roof Harris off the was motherfucker.
Did you notice Ed Harris had dust in his face?
Yeah, he did.
Was like just covering that puckered scowl.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah.
Oh no.
The scowl was deep.
Ed Harris, you are a national treasure.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
A lot. Every role was a great role, was well acted, well executed. It was just, it was a tight movie. So yeah, you guys ready for two sentence synopsis?
Nah.
Do I have one? Can I start it for you?
No, you cannot.
You know what to do.
In a world where Tom Cruise has to maverick his way out of American the ass of every bad guy in every dark danger place you've ever heard of, plus his adopted son is still really mad about that thing that he hid from him 30 years ago that he doesn't know about, but he's still pissed off. Angst is hard. Oh my God, Maverick, America, us out of here. Oh my God, yes! Finn.
Yeah, that was pretty intense. That was a lot of America.
I felt the America.
Yeah.
That checks out.
Oh, well, I need a cigarette. You're that's sentence two.
I'll go. Okay, Top Gun Maverick. Maverick finds himself pushing the limits of human endurance and speed only to realize he can't outrun the past, and he has to learn to let it go.
Nice.
How appropriately Disney of you.
Yeah.
I've
been really inundated with Disney lately.
100% agree. That is poignant.
All right, my two-sentence synopsis. Top Gun Maverick. It's not the plane, it's the pilot. He can't stop giving people that look because it's the only one he's got.
Oh, bravo, bravo. Yeah, there was a lot of harping about it's not the size of your plane.
No, it's because
it's who's on the stick.
You know, AARP had a rider in the movie that anyone who plays a role who's over the age of 55 has to repeat things 17 times in a movie because the target demographic is suffering from early onset dementia.
You know, that's not wrong.
Do you guys get the impression the audience that watched it with us enjoyed the movie?
I mean, how could you not?
Yes.
Were people leaving to pee, or were they leaving because they were uncomfortable about the volleyball scene? I mean, the football scene.
That guy was gone a long
time.
Wait,
someone got up and left?
Yeah. A couple people did.
Yeah.
Really?
And then some people got up like at the end, where like the cool part, and left for a while. I couldn't tell why.
Maybe really? They were angry at us, because I was laughing a couple times, probably when I shouldn't
have. I mean, you were laughing at the funeral scene, Pete. You and Giles true. Were definitely... I was like, ooh.
I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
Poignant moment, man. Tom Cruise tearing up. Everybody's tearing up, and there you are.
He actually has throat cancer.
I'm not judging you, Pete. I'm just saying, maybe a little inappropriate.
It was funny. You knew it was coming. Everyone knew it was going to be a big.
It was a smash cut to Dead Val Kilmer, but still.
I mean,
he actually has throat cancer.
Yeah, like, dude,
am I wrong?
The lady next to me clapped at the end. In a non-ironic way.
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't know how you couldn't enjoy this, but at the same time,
I did enjoy it,
Pete.
I did enjoy it, you know, I love you, buddy,
and I'm not
judging.
It
wasn't.
But you singled yourself out there.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you, but it was also really funny.
Giles leads you to dark places.
I sometimes think I live there.
Well done, Giles. We miss you.
Well, any other closing thoughts about Top Gun Maverick?
You should go see this movie.
Yeah, this.
You should go see this movie.
I saw it last night. I've seen it tonight.
I will probably go see it again. I will probably snicker again at the giant cutout of Val Kilmer smiling, holding the Navy, and just like the whole like
the hat.
Yeah, the Navy hat. Yes, holding his Navy hat, being all Navy admiral-y. It was funny.
There were
it was a good role for him.
There were a lot of funny moments. I do appreciate that Tom Cruise pokes a lot of fun at himself.
Yeah.
He's usually
I found the movie respectively meta in it knew what it was.
Yeah. But he was very charismatic and cool and kind of like...
He's Tom Cruise.
Like a huge movie star.
He has solved the mystery of the Thetans.
Yeah.
He's the only one.
So one of the things, though, everyone's know about plot holes. I did find one thing that was a little suspicious. Hmm. In the bar scene, all like the young Top Gun, you know, best of the best of the best, all meeting up for like some secret mission, all like shooting the shit. Who's going to be this? And then look over and start talking shit about the old timer at the bar, Tom Cruise. And cool, but he's wearing his jacket, which clearly shows a Top Gun patch. So I feel like if you're going to go to a bar and talk shit,
where Top Gun is located, because that's the Top Gun like that's the Top Gun bar. That's where all the Top Gunners go when they're Top Gunning.
The older guy with the jacket covered in patches, including the insignia for where you are, that is the best of the best. Maybe don't talk so much shit. I don't know. I feel like that was a bold move on their part that they kind of had to eat.
Didn't you just want to see Jester?
I was wondering, was there any picture of Tom Skerritt anywhere? Did they cover that at all?
No.
Who was Michael Ironside's call sign? Oh, he was...
It was Viper and Jester.
Viper. I miss Viper, too.
Viper.
Viper was great.
But, no, there wasn't a whole lot of throwback. Oh, well, we had Warlock.
Yeah. I think the call signs in the first movie were better. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Yeah.
Whoa. You mean to tell me the Yale call sign Bob?
That one was the best one.
Well, look, I like Deadpool as much as everybody else, but you can't have a lot of side characters named Bob in everything.
I don't know. I think it played. That guy was there.
Oh, man, that was great. But, I don't know. Hangman, okay. Oh, well, I can't even remember all
of
them.
Do you guys have call signs? Like, if you guys had to, like, pick your call sign?
Ooh. No.
You guys don't have one?
I don't have
a
call sign.
Good question.
Oh. Oh, I found mine. I discovered it, and I've been really digging it.
What, Stiltskin?
No.
What
like
you
I
found
mean,
it?
Like, someone asked me, and I did a deep, quick search of my soul, and I found it.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah. Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack.
That fits you.
Because I really am kind of sweet. and there's also...
And quirky.
And deep down, I'm just all about the toy at the end.
I think that checks out.
I realize some of the things I just said probably a little...
Context is everything.
Context is
but
everything.
I agree.
But yeah, Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack.
I like it.
Yeah, I've never given this question.
Well, I got to say, it was Ethan like on the Facebook group.
Oh.
Yeah, he was like, what's your call sign? I was like, oh.
All right, Pete, the challenge has been thrown down. Next podcast, you come up with mine, and I'll come up with yours, and we'll share them in the next podcast.
Done. Okay.
Oh, I will share. I heard that, like, when you get your call sign, it's usually nothing good. Like, it's not like you're awesome. It's more like you did something stupid.
It'll be the call sign I deserve.
Yeah.
Just like this movie was tonight.
I heard someone had, like, the call sign, like, shit pants. Like,
and I bet he deserves that.
Well, and they did touch upon it a little bit in this because, you know, they're like, oh, why is he called Hangman? Well, because he leaves everybody hanging.
Yeah. Why is Maverick called Maverick?
Didn't Rooster, like, pop up on the Navy's computer, though? So you're saying, like, shit pants would pop up on the Navy's computer when he was on radar?
Scuttlebutt that I heard. Yeah, can you imagine? Call sign shit pants. Shit pants, what are you doing?
Shit pants, get out of there.
Shit pants, call the ball.
I mean, I hope that's not, but, like, that's what I've heard. I've heard that those call signs, you know, are... not always indicative of something really cool you did. Usually it's you did something stupid. Right. Well, or goofy.
I'll take it under advisement.
Yeah,
coming up with Pete's name.
I appreciate the perspective on that. But yeah, we'll see. What movie do we want to do? I would kind of want to do Field of Dreams, personally. But
With Ray Liotta.
I'm thinking I'd like to do that, unless you guys have a different suggestion.
No, I feel like I'm on board, and I have, you know, it's a good movie. I barely remember it. Mm-hmm. Ray Liotta's in it, Kevin Costner, James Earl Jones, Amy Madigan. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, I remember some things, you know, clearly.
Clearly.
They're torn. A lot of corn. Why was there corn?
If you build it,
he will come.
Mm. Oh. Oh, Neil. Neil. Yeah.
Hey, newspaper boy.
Shit, I have a giggle fit. I have a giggle fit.
No.
Fuck.
Here we are.
All right. Well, we fully hotboxed my car now.
Yeah, I know. It's starting to warm. It's foggy in here. People are wondering what we're doing.
Yeah, it's going to look really...
But Neil's shaking the car. Great.
Oh, my God. Thank you, movie fans. All right. Send us an email at dadsmovienight@gmail.com.
Yeah, you got to turn off. You got to press the button, Pete.